Hello, everyone. How are you? Pastor Rod Plummer, Tokyo, Japan. We're talking about Proverbs getting wisdom to win. Doesn't that sound great? The word proverb has two meanings. It means short, pithy sayings, sayings to hook great thoughts on from God's word. It also means the power to rule over our heart, our spirit, our mind, ruling over something that we might succeed and win and even be prosperous. It's a great word. I want to tell you this is number two. This is number two in our series. If you've got 10 minutes or less, we are going to share some amazing thoughts. In Proverbs, it's a drama. There are three different types of people. It's like life. Everything is seen through the lens of three different groups. Number one is the wise man. I hope that is you and me. And I've got my wise man T-shirt on here, attainment, get something good today. Come on. The wise person, the wise man, woman, the wise boss, the wise worker, the wise husband, you get it. The wise person growing, increasing, getting things from God and moving to success. The second group of people we meet in here is called the fool. The fool is mentioned 90 times. There are four different types of fools in the book of Proverbs, and not one of them refers to stupid people, are people who are lower in IQ, not one. The word fool means bully, know-it-all. It's just a person in life that we don't want to follow because they've wrecked their lives and want you to wreck your life too. They're on the way to bad things. And even though they might look like they're successful now, they're not going to be great. John Maxwell says this. He says, "No one with a bad attitude can continually be successful." So these fools, these know-it-alls, can be successful for a time. And this is the confusing thing, because sometimes we see them succeeding in sales or in some area, and it looks like, wow, that actually worked. But Proverbs is saying you need to see the end product. The right now might be successful, but what about the future? And we must have confidence in God's wisdom. Confidence in God's mashal, the Proverbs. These little sayings are going to make us successful, not just now, but long-term in our marriage and jobs and education and career and health. And we've got to believe that. We've got to be the wise man in that story. So say it again. We've got the wise man. That's going to be you and me. We've got the fool. 90 times it says, watch out for this lifestyle. And the third group we read in the book of Proverbs is called the simple. Now, we're going to call them the young and inexperienced, immature. They're the ones in the middle. They're the ones in the middle. And we have to both help them, teach them, maybe in connect groups or just in friendships, to say, you know, life is not like that. Life is like this. So let me say it again. We're going to read Proverbs chapter 1, and immediately we're going to meet our three key characters, because wisdom is calling out to the world. Wisdom, this is God's way. Walk in it. This is God's way. It leads to success. This is God's way. It's calling out, and the wise go, yes, Lord, I want to receive that wisdom. The fools go, no, 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 I know it all. I know a better way. And the young and inexperienced, the simple, are going, which way do I go? Which way should I go? And so this is the drama of life, and I want you to know it's right here in the beginning of Proverbs. So we're going to read from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 to 7. And as we go, I'm going to stop and make some comments, because I want us to get what God's wisdom is in these three groups. All three are mentioned in the first seven verses. Are you ready? We're going to read verse 1. Here are the kingdom revelations, words to live by and words of wisdom given to empower you to reign in life. That's the word mashal. And word mashal means a little saying, but also means to rule in life. These are given by, Proverbs are given by Israel's King Solomon, David's son. Within these sayings will be found the revelation of wisdom and the impartation of spiritual understanding, attainment. Come on. Use them as keys to unlock the treasures of true knowledge. Those who cling to these words will receive discipline. That's not a very popular word these days, but without discipline, you don't get fit and you don't achieve. You don't have ambition. we don't do things. We must have some personal habits that lead to success. Success habits. I'm sure we'll talk about a lot of those. These will demonstrate wisdom in every relationship. Hey, who wants great relationships? Then get discipline in our tongue and our mouth and our brain that we can succeed in whatever area that we want to choose between what is right and just and fair. Get the wisdom on life. Verse 4, these proverbs will give you great skill to teach the immature. Here's the first comment. The immature are the people in the middle, the simple. Now, simple doesn't mean low IQ and it doesn't mean they can't learn. It just means they're in the valley of decision. This word simple is mentioned 19 times in the book of Proverbs. It's like the ones in the middle and wisdom is calling out, hey, come over here. And the fools are calling out, hey, no, come over here. I wreck my life and you can wreck your life too. So the ones in the middle are what we call people who are either not knowing, or they're not decided, or they're on the fence, or they're in the middle. They're in the middle. And if you're like that today, I encourage you to come to wisdom's side. This word simple is mentioned 19 times. It's like people in the valley of decision. I love this scripture in Joel 3:14. It says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of judgment. Multitudes in the valley of decision. I believe a lot of our world here in Japan and every nation, a lot of people are in the valley of which way do I go? And there's a really strong pull in the world to be worldly and to follow worldly ways, celebrity ways, or whatever. It looks good on Instagram, but really, is that the true picture? You see, Instagram is everyone's pictures on the best day, the best experience, the best food, the best people. But most days are not the best days. They're ordinary days. And we must have the wisdom. Yes, I like Instagram and I like to show things, but we've got to understand that social media is not wisdom. Social media is just a snapshot right there. Wisdom is calling to these newbies. They're like the first person at work or school, new team members, people you meet, and they say, oh, what should I do? I don't know which way to go. And 19 times in Proverbs, these people are mentioned and they could go either way. Let me read it again. It says here that these Proverbs will give you great skill to teach the immature, those in that group, and make them wise, to give youth the understanding of their design and destiny. Wisdom calls out to these people saying, live for purpose, live for destiny, live for dreams and visions. Live for the word of God that God gave you. Live for eternity. This is wisdom calling to these people. Now, verse 5 talks about the wise. I want to be the wise, don't you? It says, for the wise, these proverbs will make you even wiser. Whoa, why not read Proverbs and get wiser? For those with discernment, you'll be able to acquire, listen, brilliant strategies for leadership. Don't you want that? Short little sayings that lead to great leadership in your job life, in your home life, in your health life, in your study life, etc. Come on, wise. The Bible mentions these word wise so many times. It's calling out. Wisdom is calling to the wise, and the wise say, yes, this is God's wisdom for us. And we're going to read in a minute the third group, but let's read a little bit more about the wise. These kingdom revelations will break open your understanding to unveil deeper meaning of parables, riddles, epigrams, to unravel the words and enigmas of the wise. This simple parables or proverbs, same concept, are going to open up whole areas on the way we speak, the people we hang out with, the decisions we make. And the wise are going to go, I want more. I want to become wiser, more successful, ruling and reigning in life. Wisdom to win. Come on. Verse 7, our last verse today, is the foolish person. Now, the fool is mentioned 90 times. 90 times. Whoa! How then does the man gain the essence of wisdom? We cross the threshold of true knowledge when we live in obedient devotion to God. Here it is. Stubborn know-it-alls, that's the word fool, will never stop to do this. They will scorn or look down their nose. They will look down their nose on true wisdom and knowledge. As a young salesman, I went to a new company in Sydney, and I love the team, but I didn't enjoy the team meetings on Friday afternoon. You see, the boss was a very clever man. He was a know-it-all. And in the meetings, we would talk about, you know, strategies and statistics and all the things that related to me, and I enjoyed that a lot. But he was always so rude and mean and spoke down about women and spoke about sexual things that were not appropriate in a team meeting or at all, not appropriate. And I had to walk this, not the middle path, the wise path of only being in the office when I had to be and around that person only in the staff meeting. I realized this man was negative and he had destroyed his life in some areas, and he had no qualms about destroying other people's lives. Hey, I want you to know I did not follow that man, but I got attainment. I got wisdom to say, I'm not hanging around this guy. I'm not listening to what he says when he talks on moral subjects, women subjects, whatever. I could learn some sales, and I was only around him 1 or 2 hours a week in the sales meeting, but I would not be around him at other times. We've got to make decisions. Are we going to listen to the wisdom of God or these bully know-it-alls? And if we're in the middle, I encourage you to follow God's ways. Wisdom, 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 attainment, grow. Don't follow the bully. Don't follow the know-it-all. Don't follow the fool that is mentioned 90 times in the book of Proverbs. Come on, come on with me. We're going on a wisdom journey together. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that we would not be fools. And if we're newbies and new people, we're going to say, I choose the way of wisdom. And if we are already wise, we're going to say, Lord, I want to be even more wise, even more overcoming. I want the wisdom to win in the life that you've given me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.